episode 2461 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for job search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Some of you insist on applying for a job through an applicant tracking system, and this is a show that's designed to help you improve your odds when you do so. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And by the way, I just want to encourage you, support our supporters, whether it's an advertiser that you hear during the show or something you see in the show notes that will make sense for you, particularly some of my courses, because they are really good, particularly the ones about interviewing. And with that, let's get going. I'm not a big fan of applying for jobs through applicant tracking.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Systems. But many of you are going to do it anyway. I'm not going to go into my reasons. I've covered this in lots of other videos. So this one is designed to talk with you about how to improve your odds of getting a response, how to improve your odds of getting interviews so that you haven't wasted your time. First way is to try and apply within the first 24 hours of the job being posted. Now, the probability is you're finding it on a website like Indeed or Monster or on LinkedIn. Getting your resume in early prevents you from getting blocked out because sometimes they'll get 200 or 300 responses and they're not going to go through all those. They may stop looking after the first 24 hours. So if you can get it in within 12, that's ideal, but minimally within the first 24 hours. The next thing, and I'll just say I learned this from someone I interviewed for my YouTube channel and podcast, make sure you're using the exact same keywords and phrases from the job description rather than things that might mean the same thing, but the system isn't smart enough to recognize. Sometimes people use, they create a data dictionary of terms that are synonyms. Most of the time they don't. So when the system is trying to figure out whether you're qualified, it may be looking for the exact same words and phrases from the job description that's been posted. And without that, you're going to get locked out. So make sure to include that. The exact same terms, the exact same phrases that you're reading in the job description. This requires that you tailor your resume to do that. Number three is keep a log of all the jobs that you've applied for in order to prevent yourself from applying for the same job twice. And if you can, even though they may have similar positions at the same firm, try not to send duplicate resumes to one company. Try. Sometimes it makes sense to do it because there may be different recruiters behind the scenes. But since we're talking about tailoring your resume, receiving five different versions of the same resume isn't going to show well on you. In addition to looking on job boards like Indeed or Monster or LinkedIn, go to the company websites as well to look for jobs, because some organizations know that these jobs that they're posting out there are going to get a lot of responses, but there are others that they're not putting out so readily because they're not purchasing hundreds of slots to post job ads. So they may reserve the ones for the job boards that they need to get responses for quickly and have others on their website that they also need to get filled. So always check the company website as well. Once you've applied, use LinkedIn to find the recruiter or the TA manager of the firm. Send them a message to let them know that you applied, that you're interested in the role, and to ask them simply whether or not they've had a chance to look at the resume. Don't do this 10 minutes after you submit it. Do it the next day. And what their thoughts were. this will generally goose them into taking a look at your resume. Lastly, avoid using graphics or charts or visual displays in your resume because they don't really work well with an applicant tracking system. Use the cover letter and your resume in Word or a PDF so that recruiters can easily access it and the system can parse the resume into fields within their system because they've got reporting requirements, they've got to track certain things that they do, and thus it allows you to be more readily observed. Also, don't use frames in the resume. Don't use embedded headers in the resume. Often those have difficulty being parsed into systems. And once they have difficulty, they're not going to manually do it. They're more likely to hit delete than do something like that. So I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site, go exploring. There's a lot there to help you. And you know, it's in the blog, thousands of posts that are searchable. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or a coaching session. Find out about my interview courses, books, and guides. You can also, well, there's just a lot there. Go explore. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great. Take care.